please stand now as we sing hymn number 221, Thank You, Lord.
Please remain standing for prayer as we look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the only Savior and in the name of the only and wonderful High Priest, the Lord Jesus. And we pray that you bless this meeting, that you bless our gathering together with your presence, with the power of your Spirit in our heart, reviving our body, our soul, and our spirit to worship you and through. And Father, we pray that as we look forward to this worship, we pray also that those who are in radio listening live now, those who are in the internet listening from different states of our America and in the world, they too may receive that power of the Spirit in their heart to revive their life and to make them strong. Lord, thank you for the commission to preach the gospel to every creature. Our church is so well represented. And today my heart rejoices with deep, profound joy. Even though I'm extremely sick, Father, I'm standing by your power. My heart rejoices because today we're going to have baptism. People who are able to say, yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus, my Savior. And today we're going to have the first Vietnamese person baptized in this church, Catherine. And my heart dreams and thrills for people of all nations and all races to be here in Bethel because we love them as Jesus loved us. May this be a revival for our church to see that you are alive and that you have power to save. Regardless our nationality, regardless our background, regardless where we come from, we have a Savior who is able to reach. And Father, thank you for your power and reaching Catherine. She becomes our treasure. As other people who are from Korea, from China, from Philippines, from Switzerland, myself from Latin America, Lord, there is no distinctions and barrier, and so help me to preach today that prayer of Jesus in John 17, where he prayed for us, and he tell us that he care, that we belong to him. Oh God, thank you, and thank you again. We do have as a congregation people that we pray for. Mildred Plica heading on for a very serious and dramatic surgery, but it's all in your hand and in your power. For Maria Silva recovery, and she's with us, thank you, Father. For Anne Perretto, a little treasure from Canada, a French-Canadian lady. Oh, Lord, bless her as she's in home, weak, and give her strength. She's not too old, by the way. She's only 80. So, Father, how wonderful it is. You said that one day is 1,000 and 1,000 is a day. So we don't count the days anymore after 50. So thank you, Father. Now we pray for those to be baptized. Salvador Castillo, who have come from a rough environment to love you, and you have found a job for him and give him a strength in spite of his injury to go back to work tomorrow. But today he wants to tell all of us that he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this church will be his witness. Lord, for Catherine Nguyen, she is a wonderful lady who come and listen over and over and over again. And now she wants to say, Lord, I love you and I obey you in baptism. Bless her. And Lord, here we have the missionaries. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebia and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, closing their mission field, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. And out of all these missionaries, Father, I make the emphasis on two. David and Denise Rode, for reasons who are peculiar to themselves, are closing their performance in Papua New Guinea. When we started the church in 1982, the first missionary that we hired was from Papua New Guinea, or going to Papua New Guinea. And Lord, I'd like to have a replacement for them, and we pray for that. And Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Daniel is closing his ministry in the field of car racing as a chaplain, and we pray for a new vision and a new ministry in his life. Thank you, Lord, for our choir. Thank you that we have Tayan and Henry back. They have been under 2 weeks of extreme toughness, but Jesus was with them. Henry doesn't have his mother anymore here to look upon, but he can pray and say, Mama, thank you for what you have done in my life. And Lord, thank you that Tayan and Henry were living witness to Mama before she died. And their confession is that Mama agreed that Jesus is her Savior. Thank you, Father. It's like you said, sometimes people are saved at 3, 4, 5 years old, and some people are saved just a few weeks before they die. But as long as we are saved, we are grateful. Now, Lord, bless us this morning with a great service. I pray that the Spirit of the living God be floating in the midst and in our heart, that we may rejoice because we can open your word with freedom and read about our Master, the Lord Jesus. In his name, we pray for the provision that we have. Sunday after Sunday, the people of this church and the people in the internet and the people on radio that send offerings to keep on the church going. Thank you, thank you. So, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Amen.
One with himself, I cannot.
how many of you would like to share your faith with somebody else and just haven't been able to do it, or just haven't taken the time to do it? Well, starting on Wednesday, for about, we'll see how it lasts, 10 to 12 weeks, we're going to be talking about the topic of evangelism from about 6 p.m. until about 7, 7:15. We'll see how things go, because I know how I like to speak, and I know how Chris likes to speak. We will be using some materials, some from Answers in Genesis, called Simple Tools for Brain Surgery. And what it does is it gives you some questions to try and ask people so that they will try to reevaluate what they believe and why they believe it. And so it's a good way to help people to see the errors of their own thinking. And then we'll be looking into the materials by The Way of the Master, and how they look at the presentation of the law of God to open up the reality that all of us are sinners in need of a Savior. And so we'll be taking a look at those materials on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7, and we'd love for you to join us and stay with us for prayer on Wednesday evening starting at 7:30. So we look forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions, you can talk to me or talk to Chris. We'd be happy to answer them for you to the best of our ability. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1173. We will be reading John chapter 17, verses 9 through 19. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 9 through 19. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your truth, which has made us free from the bondage of sin, and which is readily available to us and the whole world, in addition, in the Bible. We are amazed and eternally grateful that you have given us to your Son. We thank you that we are secure in him, and that he even now prays for those who believe and follow him, even as he prayed for those disciples long ago. We thank you for the gift of faith that has made it possible for us to believe these marvelous truths and made us free indeed. Strengthen us that our response would always be obedience to what the Lord has commanded. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and guide him as he expounds the scriptures. Bless us with attention and understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may live according to the words of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.